All right. I'm late, so let's get started.
Let's get it started. Nah, let's get it started.
Yeah. Fire. Y'all know about the beat, Black Eyed Peas.
Shout out Black Eyed Peas.
Come on now.
They can do the halftime Super Bowl.
They already did.
They have before. Come on now. All right, man. Let's go.
Shout out to Fergie. Oh, I told lie. You that man names be boy.
I mess with Fergie, boy.
Hey, start the
hey,
next
welcome
episode.
To Talk
You're
That Talk.
Welcome to Talk That Talk. When we talk that talk, when we walk that walk, you dig?
What welcome up? To J-Lo's, the Fergie's, the Paris Hilton's. All y'all can
you
go
lost
watch.
Me right there, but go ahead.
What, Paris Hilton?
Yeah, I ain't messing with Paris.
Man, let's get to this.
All right, man, let's get into it, man. This episode, we just going to talk about just strictly week two game picks, man.
Week two picks.
I ain't going to say strictly because y'all know how I get on this thing.
Pops. Okay.
Well, I'll just say this. You went 4-10
You already know what I do.
Week.
I'm going to go 4.
3-11.
I'm going to go deep in that thing.
He picked the Niners.
No, did he?
The Niners won.
And the Niners won. So or he picked the Jets.
What the hell wrong with you?
He picked the Niners. Oh, you picked the Niners. You picked the Jets. You was the only one to pick the Jets.
Cause I know I ain't picked no damn Jets.
Yeah.
Oh no! I lie. Yeah, 40 and Ellis. 40 and Ellis. Y'all picked the Niners.
Say both of us.
All right. So now we on the week two. First game. Thursday night.
Big shit.
We got Miami hosting the Buffalo Bills. Man, 40. I'm gonna start off with you.
It's the hardest game for me to pick. I like just picked this. I mentioned it earlier.
Oh, that was the game you was
this
talking
is
about?
It, man. This
okay,
is it.
Okay.
Game,
I was thinking about
night.
What you was talking about earlier.
I don't know, man. I ended up going home team, Dolphins, 37-31. I think it's going to be high scoring. I think Josh Allen proved he can be the entire offense for the Bills. 2 rushing touchdowns, 2 passing touchdowns last week.
Terrible.
That being said, we know what the Dolphins offense is capable of. I don't think Tua probably didn't look as good as his numbers might suggest, but it was still monster numbers. Tyreek Hill, 80-yard touchdown bomb. And it was week one, so they're going to find their groove, find their time, and it's going to be a high-scoring game. But I got the Fins.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
I got Miami.
Okay.
I'm going Miami.
Good pick.
Oh, yeah. The spread on that is Give me a second.
Someone said I got the Fins.
It is Miami by 1.5.
Yeah, so they cover. So they cover.
You think they cover?
I think they cover, man. Went by about a touchdown.
I'm about to say. I mean, one point game.
26-27.
Two field goals versus the touchdown.
Yeah.
Like,
30-31.
28-27.
28.
Who you think
going to win? If I lose a bet on 1.5,
it's tough. Yeah, don't bet that. Yeah, that's why you stay away from it.
But you can bet that as insurance. Like, you can say, hey, it might lose, but they only going to lose by one. And then you win the spread. I'm trying to tell you.
So who you think going to win?
Predicting your team going to lose by one is crazy.
No.
You predict them to win. But if they lose and they only lose by one, you still get your money on.
So, yeah. I mean,
I get the logic.
It's a good strategy.
I get the logic.
Oh, yeah. The Dolphins definitely going to.
You think you got the Dolphins?
Yeah. I believe with the situation that happens, you know, a little rallying cry for the team. So I feel like they keep bouncing back, and it's at home.
Yeah, it's at home.
It's going to be a little hot outside.
Buffalo got to come down there.
You feel me?
So, short week and everything like that.
Buffalo's defense this week, it seems like they can stop a high-powered offense like that. So if you go out there, you put Tyreek Hill and the Waddle them boys out there, A-chain them, I believe, Dolphins running over this.
If it turns into a track meet. It's finna be over with.
So I believe the Dolphins win this one at the score of 31-23.
Okay.
31-23. I like that. Ellis.
I'm gonna go with the Fins. Yeah.
All right. So all four.
Everybody going Fins, man. I really see the Dolphins being one of those at least regular season teams that's gonna just put up a lot of points, get a lot of yards, get a lot of wins. They off to a hot start. Not a hot start, but nice little comeback. Good comeback win against Jaguars, going against these Bills. The Bills showed me a little bit against the Cardinals, but not enough to where I can really see them doing something against Miami. Miami's defense is much better than the Cardinals' defense.
Surely is.
So I think that portion of the game will be the deciding factor of it, right? I'm not going to say I don't think the Bills will. I mean, I'm not saying that I don't think that the Dolphins will allow the Bills to score as much, but it's not going to be as easy, right? They're going to definitely have to fight for that. And in fighting, Bills coming, I mean, Dolphins coming back, whoop, Tyreek,
yeah,
Jalen Waddle, boop, A-Chain. Oh my goodness.
I think, though, a game like that would prove good for the Bills long term. So it'll make them really have to find, like, who those go-to guys are besides Josh Allen.
You're going to have to this game.
Because you got to. Yeah. Like, you're going to have to throughout the season, so... This is going to be a big learning.
I think you said it. It's going to be experience. Hot. It's, what if Dolphins love them money games, mm-hmm. but
it's going to be hot. It's in Miami. Yeah. Dome going to be open, man. Yeah. So it's going to be tough, bro. Oh,
yeah. I hope it's a good game, man. Prime time.
Everybody got fans week one?
Yeah, we all got the fans. We all got the fans. We all got the fans.
I could see.
And it's a Thursday night game.
Yeah, Thursday. Yeah. Well, yeah. It is a night game, so it's probably not going to be. Yeah.
It's going to be humid, though.
Yeah. I'm about to say, we're still in Miami. We still in Miami.
Miami.
So, yeah. All right, so on to the first slate of noon games, and on Sunday we got Jacksonville hosting the Browns.
I think I got the Jags.
You got the Jags?
I do have the Jags. As I was talking about the Browns defense, I think there can be a gear that can be switched for them, but I don't see it switching in week two yet. I think they still got a little bit more time to, you know, develop themselves. If they do turn it around, I don't think obviously that turnaround is that quick in week two, like where they're just up and running. Yeah. So I think they're still got their training wheels on over there. So for the fact of that, I do see the Jags coming out with a win against the Browns.
At home?
What's okay. the spread?
The spread on that is Jags by 3.
Okay. I also got the Jags. I got the Jags 21-13. I think Cleveland's offense struggled in week one, and as much as they might have players coming back, eventually, right, in week two, they do not. It'll be the same 11 guys probably marching out there. I think the Jags offense has showed a little bit of signs of gelling already in week one with a couple new weapons for T-Law. Mm-hmm. I think he had a solid game in his first game. So I think they'll continue to improve a little bit, even against this vaunted Cleveland defense. And I just don't think the Browns will be able to score enough. 3 touchdowns, I think, wins it easily. So I got the Jags.
Mm. Yeah, I got the Jags, too. Mm. Kind of based off of what you just said about Cleveland's defense. And, I mean, their offense. I said defense. I really meant their offense. I don't think they have enough on offense to – score points with the Jags. And like you said, I think the Jags, offensively speaking, are just like a couple steps ahead of where Cleveland is right now. Mm-hmm. So
for sure.
Even though Cleveland defense may have a good game, I still feel like they're not going to be able to hold up enough
to help their offense.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And on top of that, I can just really see their offense not helping the defense out, not playing complimentary football.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
Having the offense go 3 and out a lot, defense staying on the field. So now they got to go 60, 70, 80 plays during this game.
Yeah.
It's in Jacksonville, and we know there ain't no dome. Yeah. So you know it's going to be hot. You know what I'm saying? I think Jacksonville sneaks a dub with this one.
Mm-hmm. I have to agree with you. Definitely think this week Jacksonville is going to win. I believe they could have won last week if, you know, Trevor Etienne doesn't fumble right before he goes into the end zone.
Oh, yeah. Man.
That was a hell of a play, though.
Hell of a punch.
We seen that a couple times. We actually seen that a couple times last night. Yeah.
That was a crazy.
Cincy.
Cincinnati
had a punch out at the goal line.
Turned a few bits for that game, which ended up giving Miami the momentum. And once they got the momentum, it was over with. Jaguars, I believe, cleaned up those little bit of issues against the Browns this week, having this game at home. So, first home game, Brian Thomas Jr. looked real good.
Yes.
He did look nice.
He looked really good.
So, I believe the Jaguars continue to capitalize and do good. And I'm going to take them for like a fairly low scoring game, like 20-14. But they're going to win this motherfucker.
Okay. First two games.
We all agreeing on.
Okay.
That's going to change quick.
I feel like it might, but probably not on this next one.
It probably
will. So, the next game, we got the Ravens hosting the Raiders.
That's a nice game.
Yeah,
spread is 9.5. Biggest of the weekend. I feel like, does anybody say not the Ravens?
Nope.
I mean, don't let me be a Ravens fan.
Ellis got to.
Ellis looking like he want to say something.
He want to say something over there.
This is my thing.
Oh.
when Lamar does tend to not be Superman Lamar, it's usually because of a good pass rush.
If the pass rush can neutralize him, they can make it a game.
They got that part under cover. You know what I'm saying? Lamar don't look like he's throwing it 60 yards, 50, or wanting to throw it 50, 60 yards down the field. So
he didn't take a lot of shots
that, in the first game. That would be the exploit in the Raiders' defense. You see what I'm saying? Well, so if that's not something that he's wanting to do.
That's just to make it a game, though.
I don't think he's going to take shots.
That's all it needs to be.
I got the Ravens. I don't think he's going to take shots the second game, though, because I think they're going to have a run game going. Like, Derrick Henry,
20-plus carries.
Yeah.
Justice Hill might have a big run or a big screen. Yeah, they're not throwing the ball like that. Yeah. Lamar's going to run it. Like, we see he's committed to running the ball this year. I think they're not going to have to take shots because Raiders not going to be able to stop them from running the ball.
Maybe.
Chiefs have a very good defense. People forget that.
Very good.
Yeah.
Raiders, as
let's
good
not
as
act like we wasn't watching pass rushes. Two of the best teams in the league on Thursday.
Yeah. You know that's what I think.
So just because it looked bad on Thursday against the reigning Super Bowl champions.
No, it did look bad.
You know what I'm saying? I picked Ravens 37-10.
Oh, wow. Ooh.
You got us winning by four tubs.
I got y'all blowing them out.
All right. Hey, I like the faith. I like the faith. I like the faith.
I think it'd be a close game.
Deal breakers.
So Vegas or Baltimore?
I got Baltimore.
All that just to say.
I got them 31-27.
Baltimore 2018.
Okay, all right. So we all agreeing with on that one. Hey, it's been smooth so far.
This next one's going to change for sure.
It's been smooth so far. So this next game, we got Tennessee Titans hosting the New York Jets.
Hey, did you?
What? Oh,
never mind.
What's the spread on that one?
Spread is the Jets by 3.5.
I'm going to take the spread and go Jets.
You going Jets?
I'm going to go Jets 21-17.
Okay.
Some nasty stuff.
Yeah. I think another nasty. I'm predicting another ball. I got Jets 27-6.
Yeah.
I'm fading Tennessee. Titans offense.
Completely Tennessee's offense is like the Panthers to me right now. I don't even
really want to. Their offense was better when they had a defensive head coach. Like, I'm fading the Titans offense completely, bro.
Yeah.
Jets going to be, they know they can't go down 0-2. They're going to come out ready. Hey,
Will Levis burnt him. And he ain't been right. Well, I mean, obviously.
So you going to Titans? Right now,
but Jets.
No, he went to Jets.
27-6.
He got the Jets.
That's crazy work.
J-E-T-S.
Jets.
Yeah, you got to go with the Jets. I believe last week, this game that just came yesterday, actually, they played good for the first time of having that offense together. Aaron Rodgers coming back from that injury. You know, going against one of the best defenses in the league, one of the toughest teams in the league.
Yeah.
You know, you feel me? That knocked some rust off. You got him out there. He didn't get hurt. Offensive line looked a little sturdy, like they was way better than what they was last year.
Mm-hmm.
So y'all they cleaned up all the time and shit that they need to do. He looked real good throwing the ball. He still threw some ropes out there. He still got the strength in the arm talent. So
man.
And then they still had Mike Williams on the pitch count.
Yeah.
Dude only played about 10 snaps. So
mm-hmm.
add that explosive weapon back to the offense. Breece Hall starts to do a little bit better. And it's not too many times you're gonna play Brandon Ayuk and George Kittle and Debo Samuel. So they was cooking them niggas outside of Salsa, ain't gonna lie. DJ Reed and Michael Carter. Y'all was getting worked in the man on man situations. I can't lie. But
against Tennessee
that ain't gonna happen because they ain't got the same weapons.
There was some plays Aaron Rodgers come out there and he go like five wide, they being five wide or four wide. And it looked like he was playing Madden. He was just hot routing to the exact play he wanted to.
Oh, yeah, he's going to run the
offense. That's what he does.
He just told the O-line to line up, and he just told him, you run this, you run this.
Yeah, he's going to run the offense.
You run this. First down.
Like, 707.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Basically, 707 O-line.
Pretty much.
So I believe they're going to have a little bit more pride in themselves, especially the fact that they got ran on like that.
Man.
You already know when you got defensive head coach like that, practice is going to be hell for them this week.
And they got Quinn Williams.
Stop the run. They couldn't stop
Quinn
the run.
Quinn Williams going to hold you accountable.
So,
which he kept flashing last night, too.
So we're going to see that this week be a good bounce back game.
Ellis?
I like it. Yeah. I got the Jets. I just feel like the Jets' defense will play a lot better than they did last week. Again, to your point, 49ers got weapons. Titans got Levis.
Levis.
You said Willis.
Willis is on
that's really a combination of his name. Though.
Yeah, yeah. Will Levis. I know. My tongue slipped a little bit. But yeah, Levis, he ain't gonna get the job done for him, man.
Yeah, he gonna probably fall to his knees again.
That boy probably. Did it. That's legit. I really can't believe he did that.
Yeah, that's a top tier meme
for a while.
That reminds me of like when remember when the Cardinals was playing the Saints.
Oh, he dove into
and then nigga dove into end zone. You can see him on.
That was crazy.
Bro, that's really what that reminds me of. That's crazy as hell. All right, so on to the next game. Man.
Give us one we can actually disagree on.
That's why I
feel like
I'm looking. I'm going down. I'm going down the order, man. I'm looking.
All right, the first 12 o'clock game. Oh, you know what? Never mind.
Huh?
Never mind. I'm thinking something else.
Who next?
Literally ignore what I was talking about.
All right. So next game, we got Minnesota hosting San Francisco. The 49ers.
Minnesota at home.
What y'all take, man? Who y'all picking?
I'm gonna go with Minnesota. I feel like this is one of them games where a short week for San Francisco. They have a couple of these games throughout their seasons every year where they just, you know.
Yeah.
A little iffy. C-Mac ain't going to play this week. Is that
confirmed?
Yeah.
I don't know if they confirmed it for week two yet.
I don't know.
They waited until the last minute for week one. Almost got in trouble for that.
Yeah, they did.
Hey, apparently he got the sources, man. Apparently.
You got Chef number? Chef the number?
You got Chef the number.
So, let me find out.
Personal phone.
Let me find out.
So, he be talking to Pat McAfee every day.
He got Ed McCaffrey number, apparently.
Pops? Yeah.
They ain't going to play him until they feel like they need to.
I can see that, though.
I can see. I'd be smart. Yeah.
They ain't going to play until they feel like they need to. So, this ain't going to be one of those games. Okay. Yeah.
You think Jordan Mason has another...
He has a solid game.
28-150 in a tutty?
He has a solid game this week.
He has a solid game this week.
Yes, but I don't think that they, you know, have the same amount of explosiveness and seriousness in that game that they did last week. National televised, Monday night. Only people looking at you got to make a statement after losing. You think they'll
play down to the level of their competition?
You overlook them a little bit, and Jettis is like that.
While Jettis is like that,
you got to have somebody throwing the ball.
I'm going Minnesota, and an ugly game really is going to be like 17-13 type shit.
Whoa.
That's disgusting. First of all,
putting up 13.
Vikings defense, I don't think they got enough for the 49ers, even without McCaffrey. You got weapons at tight end, receiver. The O-line is one of the best O-lines in the league. They're putting people on their bottoms. You know what I'm saying?
They have one of the best O-linemen. I wouldn't say they one of the best O-lines.
It's a team effort. You got one of the best O-line. Your O-line team-wise is get elevated a little bit. But, I feel like they'll utilize what's his boy name? Juice check. He like the sixth lineman. You know what I'm saying? Juice. He like the sixth lineman. So he kind of add to that as well.
He had a big catch.
Oh my goodness, he's everything over there.
Juice check.
Have him. Okay, but
he used to be a Raven.
And then look what happened. He became a better 49er, huh?
Well, he was cold. All right, bro.
I don't know him from the. But
he was cold. He was cold with us too, bro. Yeah. Okay. He was cold with us too.
I see them. I see them winning 31-10.
Okay.
If I can score 10.
Okay. So you got San Fran.
Yeah, I got the Shanahaners.
I got the Niners, man. I think, like you said, the Vikings defense doesn't have enough to match up with all those weapons, even without C-Mac. And regardless of if C-Mac's there, we talked about it last episode, Kyle Shanahan going to run that rock.
Hey.
It might not be as productive as 150 yards, but Brandon Ayuk not going to drop touchdown passes all the time. And Debo might have a big game running the ball instead. He might get involved. We saw him wind up at tailback multiple times. That being said, I do think Jettis is like that. And I think him alone elevates that Vikings offense to be like beyond where Sam Darnold says they should be. That being said, I got the Niners 28-24. I think it's going to be a close game, a good game in Minnesota, which will help, but Niners got too much. And their defense is still top tier. Fred Warner, best linebacker in the NFL.
Well, I thought you were talking about the Vikings, but yeah, I'm with you.
I got the Niners. I got the Niners. I don't think it's gonna be close, to be honest.
Whoa.
Not at all. I mean, this is my thing.
Jettis is like that, but like I said earlier, I kind of slipped under the radar. You gotta have somebody get him the ball.
They played the Giants.
Darnold had a great first game, though.
But they're playing the 49ers.
The Giants.
And that defense is stiff. That defense is top five. So I don't think it's gonna be a good day for Sam Darnold in the office. I feel like he struggles. He may throw two picks.
Yeah. Like, you know, like the Giants might be the worst team in the league.
And you throw two picks against the 49ers, you're gonna lose.
Yeah.
Probably. Especially more than likely.
More than likely. Like Isaiah.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're gonna lose that game. So I got the Niners on that one. I feel like that's gonna be an easy dub.
Okay.
On to the next one.
Penny says different though.
I know Penny say different. We just gonna have to agree to disagree.
And I respect that.
You know what I'm saying? Next game, ugly game. We got Carolina hosting the LA Chargers.
Mm. The Bolts.
The Bolts. I'm going with the Bolts because Carolina's on my shit list for the rest of this season. I'm probably not going to Carolina for the rest of the season.
I'm definitely going.
So
I got Carolina.
Bolts.
Huh?
You got Carolina?
Are you serious?
I'm serious.
Are you trolling right
I'm
now?
I'm not trolling.
Well, they pick them. Go ahead.
I just feel like, yes, that was a horrible week one game.
What's the spread?
There was also a divisional game. Those things had some.
The spread is the Chargers by 6.5.
So
I didn't say this about the Niners and the Vikings either. Their spread is San Fran by 6. Just to throw that out there.
That's right.
But the Chargers and the Panthers, their spread is 6.5 for the Chargers.
I feel like the Chargers.
I think they cut.
I think the Chargers had not a fluke game.
10-point win.
But they didn't show as much. While in the same token, the Panthers had a shit game against a divisional rival. Which can
Chargers
be
a division game too.
Exemplified. Exactly. And it was 2018?
22.
22-10? 22 is that's a Cartoon Network number. Like that's not a football number, but sure.
I think Jim Harbaugh gonna run the rock right down the Panthers' throat, and Panthers' offense is going to be terrible again.
Yeah.
And they it's might.
Offense.
Yeah, because Khalil Mack
ain't. This would be the one. This would be the one bright spot. This would be their one bright spot. I think they score a touchdown this game. I think they lose 31-7. I think it's bad.
They didn't score a touchdown last game?
No. They scored three field goals.
Well, yeah, 6.
I thought they had 10.
No. It was 47-6.
That's nasty, but I think they will put some points on the board this week.
Wait, was it?
Let me double check.
It was 47-10.
Oh, they scored a touchdown?
Yeah, they did.
Oh, they scored another touchdown this week.
Okay. Oh, so that puts them at 2 for the season?
2 touchdowns for the season.
2 touchdowns in 2 games, man.
There you go.
You're doing pretty good for yourself. So, Penny, what'd you say?
That's a positive.
Oh, yeah. No, I said the Chargers.
Okay, you got the Chargers easily.
Yep.
Look, I'll put it like this. The old Chargers, this would be a game I'm like, they could lose this.
Yeah.
These new Chargers under Jim Harbaugh, they not losing games like this, man.
They're probably not, bro.
He's not going to let them lose games.
Them Chargers games.
They're going to win the games they're supposed to win. Yeah.
Y'all got a lot of faith in Jim John Harbaugh, whatever his name is.
Jim
Harbaugh.
James. He's had a lot of success.
You talking about Allison Daddy, right? Yeah, y'all got a lot of faith in Allison Daddy.
He's had a lot of success.
Yeah, he has had a lot of success.
I don't know why they keep name dropping this man daughter like this. It's crazy.
I feel like Panthers might show just a little bit of spark maybe week two. They might get coached the fuck up this week after that loss and show out.
What was they doing in training camp?
All right, so on to the next game.
I mean, they didn't play the preseason. That's basically their first preseason game.
Next game, we got New England hosting the Seahawks.
New England versus the Hawks.
Yeah.
New England surprised a lot of people.
Who's at home?
New England.
New England's at home?
New England's at home.
Can I get the spread, please?
It feel low. I'm kind of...
Oh, man. So we got Patriots and
it sound
Seahawks.
Like he had a spell and be... Can I get the country of origin?
Type shit. They got the Seahawks by 3.5.
Okay.
I'm taking the Hawks. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm taking the Hawks. I'm still not believing in New England, even though they got that dub. I feel like, obviously, it's going to be two... You got two new head coaches for both teams.
Mm-hmm.
So it is still going to be kind of like a filling out process when it comes to these two teams coaching wise.
Mm-hmm.
But I believe in the talent in Seattle more than I do in the talent in New England. That's why I'm leaning on Seattle in this game.
I agree.
Even though it's on the road.
I agree with you. I got Seattle too. I think it's going to be an ugly game though. Bit of a slugfest.
Yeah, it's going to be one of them like, what are we doing?
It's going to be one of them games where it's like, if it was the only game on TV, you'd be like, I 12-7. Guess I'll watch it. You know? Like, I think it's going to be kind of ugly and a bit of a slog to get through. But I believe in Seahawks veteran leadership and talent a little bit more than the Patriots right now.
Veteran leadership.
Yeah, they got some real veterans on their team.
Geno Smith.
He's a veteran, if nothing else. So, I believe, like, those kind of games you learn to win through experience when you're in the league. So, I got the Seahawks 17-7.
Seahawks 17-7.
Penny?
Definitely got to go with the Seahawks because the Patriots, it happened 1 week. So, but they're going to start losing some game.
Yeah.
Don't really got that much respect in the Bengals, so.
Yeah.
I'm going to definitely go with the Seahawks winning this game. Score of 20 to, like, 10. It ain't going to be that eventful. You know, get a couple scores out of Geno and the backs back there. DeKalb will have him a little nice little game. But yeah. They got a good – and New England does have a great defense, so they're going to be able to slow him down. But they ain't going to be able to score enough. They only scored 16 last week, so that's going to be probably between the ranks they're going to score all year. 10-16 points. Ramondre Stevenson is a good back, but you know, y'all really not that with you go percent a bunch of unknown receivers. I don't think it works this week against Seattle.
Yeah. About to say, and Seattle got a crazy secondary. It's looking like they very got good Witherspoon, secondary. Reek Woolen. I think they lock everything they got going down on the outside.
Made you guys stable little receivers.
I feel like JSN, this is going to be
DK,
ooh. Tyler. Yeah, it's going to be, I think it's going to be closer than a lot of y'all are expecting it to be.
Oh. But you're still going to Seattle?
100%.
No, not 100%.
You still?
Maybe like 70%.
You got to pick one.
I am going to pick. That's a 70%, so I'm going with that, which is going to be the Seahawks.
So 100%. All right.
But, 100%. But I think the Patriots defense is going to show a good showing against the Seahawks. Offense is not going to show as much as obviously they would need to win. And then I think the defining moment or the defining player of that game is going to be Kenneth Walker. I think that run game is probably going to show the hell up, and that'll be what wins it. Probably on like some last drives type of situation.
Need to get a couple first downs to ice the game type shit.
Yeah.
And he go ahead and cash out. Okay.
10-9.
Maybe not that. I'm thinking maybe 17-14. But, or 21-14. Something like that.
Hey, 10-9 would be crazy. Oh, wow.
Gross. All right, man. So on to the next game. We got Dallas hosting the Saints.
The Cowgirls and the Aints.
With a spread of Dallas by 6.5.
Yeah, I'm going with Dallas. I believe.
They cover?
In New Orleans. And he's going to be a three-point game, 23-20 type shit. I believe New Orleans looked real good last week against Carolina, but I don't think they're going to look that good against this Dallas Cowboys defense. Mike Zimmer calling the plays out there now, so I believe they look a little bit more athletic, a little bit better than what they did last year, switching from the 3-4 to the 4-3. So I believe they'll be able to shut down what they got going out there in New Orleans. I don't really too much believe in Derek Carr that much. This is probably one of the best games he's going to have all year last week. So I'm at the stamp and say the Cowboys pull off another win, start off 2-0, 23-20. They're going to go ahead and beat them boys down in New Orleans.
Okay.
Okay, I go ahead.
Spider-Man meme.
The Aints and the Cowgirls.
Yikes. Shots fired.
No.
No, that's just shots fired. Shots fired.
Just a little bit. Yeah. I got the Cowgirls winning. I got them 35 to like 17.
Woo.
I feel like the Aints had a very good performance against the Panthers, but that's the Panthers.
That
was a divisional game, right? They're playing in Dallas. Not in the Superdome. They're playing in Dallas, playing in Jerry's World. So Yeah, I got the Cowgirls blowing the Aints out and
pushing. He almost said Saints, he went back and corrected it. It was like
he almost said the actual name. I got the Cowboys too, man. I think score. Hold on, I'm getting old.
So all four of us got the Cowboys.
I got the score 29-18, but I think that last touchdown to 18. Yeah, I think it's going to be a nasty score.
How they get to 18?
Because they're going to be doing some Saints.
3-6-9-12-15-18.
And they're going to go for 8 at one point, thinking they can tie it, and then they get blown out. Like, I think this is going to be nasty. Even at 18, I think they're going to have a garbage time touchdown. It's really going to be a blowout. But I got the Cowboys, man. That defense is looking ferocious to start the season. Crazy. They ended last regular season as the highest scoring offense in the league. They start the next season as the highest scoring offense in the league. Haven't missed a beat, all the contract stuff. It's like they all knew they was getting paid anyway, so I don't think that's going to matter. Micah's out there just balling out of control. He's no longer playing for his contract. He's already earned it, but he's playing like he's playing for a contract. Correct. And so I think the Cowboys handle the Saints in Dallas.
Yeah, I mean, I got the Cowboys too. I feel like, just like you said, just to piggyback off of that, the defense is how they looked in week one. They come out like that. All year, they're going to be a top three defense.
But we said that about them last year too.
We did. So, but they just gotta keep it going.
They start off high.
They just gotta keep it going. But this is the start of the season.
Yeah.
So week two.
Yeah.
Nah, bro. At home.
Season.
Yeah. At home.
First game.
Home opener. Yeah. It's gonna be loud in there too. Yeah. I got Dallas. I got Dallas winning that one.
So nobody picked the Aints?
Nope. We all agreed on that one again.
No Saints.
We got way too many games we all agree on this week.
And I'm not liking
some of them. Some of them were.
It's only been what, two?
No, it's been more than that. First two we agreed on.
No, he's saying that we haven't agreed on.
No, I'm saying the ones we haven't agreed on.
Oh, yeah, I think Penny did one.
It's only two games. So on to the next
one. Great minds think alike.
That's how I'm feeling. Mm-hmm. But on to the next one. We got Washington hosting the Giants. I did not want to talk about this.
Commanders.
Yeah, I'm going with the Commanders.
Yeah,
I got their offense looked a little bit better than, a lot better than what the fucking Giants.
Yeah, bro.
Daniel Jones is terrible.
Daniel Jones is so bad. Frightening. You got to go with the rookie.
Terrifying.
It's like, I got to go with the rookie.
Disgusting.
And Washington's at home.
Revolting.
So, I'm better run game.
Outrageous.
I'm gonna just go ahead and say Washington, bro.
I really think the Giants might be the worst team in the league.
I saw a meme, and it was a Happy Meal picture of a Happy Meal next to a picture
of Daniel Jones. Yeah,
and underneath it had like listed out these things, and it said, "Can't read the defense. Can't read the defense. Can't throw accurately. Can't throw accurately." Makes people happy, makes people sad.
Yeah. That's
fucked up. I also seen, they said since he got his contract, he's thrown more pick sixes than touchdowns to his own players.
Yes. Yes.
Bro, that's got to be one of the most insane research. Because, you know, they always be researching stats that you've never heard of. But, like,
that's an advanced stat that's like, all right, bro.
Like, and look, Daniel Jones is so bad that it's let Brian Daboll get away with, like, letting the Giants look the way they look. So, it's terrible. I got the Manders.
And I ain't gonna lie, his fall off from being
26-6.
Coach of the year. Yeah. Where they at now.
Yeah. Bad quarterback, man.
It's so crazy, bro.
Sometimes you they don't gave pick coach the of the year
because that nigga made Daniel Jones look
serviceable. He's like, damn, he made Daniel Jones look good.
And now look at him.
Gotta win coach
gotta
of the
win
year.
Coach of the year.
Gotta win coach of the year.
But Daniel Jones is boo-boo. He almost worse so, than...
We all agreeing on Washington, right?
Yeah, we all got.
I feel like that's safe.
I mean, David, my fault.
All right, God damn. Yeah, why are we agreeing on everything?
We gonna be wrong on some of these for sure. It's for the sure. NFL
for sure.
It's the NFL.
Something's gonna happen. Speaking of next game, Detroit hosting Tampa Bay.
I think this is gonna be really good game.
Detroit at home. I gotta go with Detroit.
Detroit's at home.
Yeah, at home. Pause. Yeah, that defense is gonna be running, and Aidy Hutchinson them gonna be going crazy. Yeah. And
the spread is Detroit. You know, minus seven.
And then Jamison Williams has finally found his role.
Detroit minus seven.
That's surprising.
I believe Tampa Bay cover. I believe Tampa Bay cover by like five.
Yeah, I think Tampa Bay. They play Washington. They played Washington last
year.
They look really. They put up 30. Actually, they not the high. Cowboys not the highest scoring team because the Bucs are. They put up 37.
45, I think.
Or no, Saints. 37.
Put up 40.
No, Saints put up 47.
The Saints, they put up 40.
About to say, no, yeah, Saints.
Never mind. I forgot about the nasty Panthers. So, you should get a penalty for playing the Panthers.
So, yeah. I didn't say
wait, what?
I definitely don't believe that game is going to turn out that way.
What?
So,
I agree with Penny, man. I got the Lions. I got a super close game, 31-30.
Yeah, I don't think Tampa Bay plays that
game. I think 31-30, man. I think it comes down to the very end, game winning touchdown, game icing drive or something, man. But I think it's going to be super competitive game.
Carlton Davis looked real good in his debut.
People forget, man. He did. Bucks almost made it to the NFC Championship game last year. They lost to
Detroit,
this team. So they're out for revenge. That was a really good game. It was really close. They almost came back, if I believe. Baker had a drive to come back. He ended up throwing the pick to end the game. But I think the Bucks are out for revenge, man. They're in Detroit, so they know they're going to have to
hostile
be up against it. Yep. They know it's going to be loud in there in the dome, but it's going to be competitive regardless. I think the Lions just escape with a victory. I'm surprised at the 7-point spread.
I kind of am too.
I'm not, because I got the Lions smacking that ass. I think it's going to be like 35-20.
Okay.
I think that it was a good game. The Bucks had week one, but nothing that really showed me that they're going to be competing against some of these upper echelon NFC teams. Lions being one of those, man. Lions.
I got to prove it.
They do
let me see you do shit two times.
Yeah.
Let me see you do shit two times.
What do
they know about their famous decks?
Bucks do steal this game, do win this game, start 2-0 like that.
If they start
2-0, that's the division damn near for them.
Low key. That's a great start.
You already two games up?
Yeah.
Yeah. But I still got the Lions.
I feel that.
You got the Lions.
Yeah.
Okay, you got the Lions. All right. So, last noon game.
Wait, who'd you pick?
I said Detroit.
So, we all picked the Lions?
Yeah,
picked my town.
All right.
Last noon game. We're probably going to disagree on this one.
We for sure going to disagree on this one.
It's Green Bay.
He the only one hosting
the Indianapolis Colts. Packers Colts in Green Bay.
Let me go first. What's the spread?
Yeah. The spread is Indy by 3.5.
Okay, so first, Indianapolis will cover the spread.
Okay, so you're going with Indy.
I'm going with Indy. I've got them by winning by at least 10. I think Indianapolis offense is going to be, while Green Bay's defense is not horrible, Indianapolis offense is going to be a little bit too much for them. Of course, y'all don't have a quarterback, so that leaves y'all with Malik Willis to go against the Colts defense.
Who couldn't beat out Will Levis, who he's so out on.
So,
Colts defense that couldn't stop the run at all.
Huh?
The Colts defense that couldn't stop the run at all.
Y'all can't stop the run either.
We have to worry about a pass game.
That's the thing. They had the reason that they couldn't stop the run game is because we have one of the better quarterbacks in the league.
Once you get to rush 25, 26, 27, 28, you know they're running the rock.
It was a close game to the end, right? But when it was time to make the throw, we had the quarterback to make the throw to seal it.
We stopped the run when we needed to. We made him have to throw that bitch, and he threw that bitch.
And it was for the game, because if we would have punted it, they could have came back and won. So it's in that same token, let's say y'all get in that same situation. Let's say Josh Jacob does get 165 yards.
Malik Willis not making that throw.
3rd and 7, Malik Willis, what you? I got the Colts.
You got the Colts, man. Penny.
Colts, bro.
What was it, 52-10 or? What you thinking? Like
27-6.
Okay.
Okay. All right. I ain't gonna lie. I got the Colts in this one. I feel like if Jordan Love was there, I'd probably go with Green Bay. But quite possibly saying at home and everything like that. But he's not, unfortunately.
He's not.
And I feel like Jonathan Taylor's probably gonna get a buck 25. And maybe two touchdowns. I feel like that in itself is going to be the difference in the game. Because AR going to throw it. We already know that.
AR going to run it too.
He can run it.
Okay.
But I feel like as far as throwing the ball, I feel like he'll probably have around like maybe like 200, 175.
That's all that last game. That was enough.
Yeah, exactly. But at the same time, I feel like it's gonna be just enough to go ahead and go in Green Bay. It's gonna be a hostile environment, you know what I'm saying?
Cheeseheads
all over the place. But I feel like they'll have enough to go in there and get and escape with a dub.
Yeah. 40. All
right. I think y'all know who I'm picking.
Yeah, we know.
Pack 20-16. Let's go. I think Anthony Richardson will be Anthony Richardson to have his plays where he flashes. But I think they'll have drives where he does that and it ends in field goals. I think Josh Jacobs has a big game, his first big game as a Packer, and gets us a couple of tubs and we're able to get to 20 points. Meanwhile, they have 3 field goals and 1 touchdown. And we win the game, man. Escape Lambeau with the dub without our starting star QB. And we start the path to 3-3 over the next 6 games if Jordan Love's up for 6 games.
That boy said escape Lambeau like they're not at home.
Escape Lambeau, man, because
it's going to be tough.
It's going to be tough.
He knows it's going to be tough sledding. That's all that is.
Come on, man.
I know who Malik Willis is, man. He got me nervous. But, hey, hand the ball off. Don't turn it over. We can get dubs.
What are y'all going to do when the Colts put 8-9 in the box? 7-8-9 in the box.
On to the next game, bro.
We got too many wide
open. On to the next game.
Who gonna get it to the
weapons? Somebody gonna get open.
Who gonna get it to the?
If he wide open, you can get it. He can get it. Malik Willis can get it there if he wide open. He might not throw them dots that you was talking about CJ throw, but
all right, first three
I saw Jaden Reed open a lot.
First 3 o'clock game.
Let him. He gotta believe. It's his team. We gotta believe.
We'll see.
We got Arizona.
We'll see.
Hosting the Rams at 3 o'clock.
Rams.
You got the Rams.
Oh, man.
The spread is Arizona -2.
I ain't going to lie. Rams. The Cardinals really did show me something in the loss.
Cardinals did show
me. Last week, I was the only one that didn't go Cardinals, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah.
You
right?
You don't want to win with the Bills.
Right. And after watching the game, I could definitely see why y'all chose the Cardinals, man. Cardinals showed me some improvement. Defense still needs working on, right? Mm-hmm. But they're playing against the Rams, whose offense for me is hit or miss. They're going to be missing Puka Nacua, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, for 4 weeks.
Yeah, for 4 weeks.
While Cooper Kupp is back, one of the best receivers in the league still. Matthew Stafford's looking good. Kyren Williams is looking good. I'm looking at the Cardinals like they got something to prove, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's a divisional game, which always matters. So I'm going to roll with the Cardinals 21-17. Close game.
Okay. Well, you said the Rams. You said the Rams.
I got the Cards. I got Cards 27-20. Like you said, I think they showed me something. I picked them last week, but I think they still played pretty well. I think hopefully Kyler regains that trust in Marvin Harrison Jr.
Mm-hmm.
Because he did have him wide open for a game-winning touchdown catch at the end of the last game. He just didn't go to him. He was scrambling around and looking other places. But I think that trust will develop more and more over time, and he's still a rookie. When it comes to the Rams, I think the hole that Aaron Donald leaves in the middle of that D-line is prevalent. Like, at least for now,
you can see it.
It's not the same defense. It's not the same front seven. So I think that factors in. Like you said, Puka Nacua out. One of the big things about their offense was having the two of them together, having those weapons. And I think the Rams also started slow last year, if people remember. We didn't think the Rams were good at the beginning of last year, and they ended up being a pretty good playoff team. So I think history could repeat itself. It won't be the end of the season for the Rams starting 0-2, but I think the Cardinals are trying to make a statement in this divisional game. So
I got the Cards too.
Hmm.
Yeah, I feel like it's gonna be a hard fought game, but at the end of the day, I feel like the Cards will be able to figure it out at home.
Right,
you know what I'm saying? Like another week of Marvin Harrison Jr. and Kyler Murray getting to mess with each other, you know what I'm saying? Getting to practice with each other, gaining that trust like you alluded to. And I think that'll pay off. That'll start to show itself during this game against the Rams. All right. So first 3:30 game, we got Denver playing Pitt in Denver.
I got Pittsburgh.
Broncos, Steelers.
I got Pittsburgh. They will score a touchdown this week, finally. But it will be a nasty number. I mean, one or two touchdowns and a lot of field goals again. So the number's going to be, I can't even think of what their score would be. It would be something like 26, something 25. Something wild.
Some ugly. 22-18.
Something. But I think they'll score enough points against the Denver defense to win. The Denver offense hasn't shown me enough. Bo Nix.
Yeah.
Looking
looking kind of rough.
What's the word? Rough could be the word.
Yeah.
Skeptical.
Yeah. Sketchy.
Sketchy. Yeah. I definitely fraudulent is closer to what I was thinking. But I've got the Broncos losing that game.
Okay, so you got Pitt.
I got Steelers. I think they don't score a touchdown.
Again?
I think the score is 12-9.
God damn.
Hey, we saw a lot of nasty offensive football to start the season, man.
They said it was a lot of like under 200-yard quarterbacks
nasty offense to start the season, man. So
we got spoiled on Thursday.
I think for some games that for some teams that continues because we don't even know like is how long is Russ out? Have they given any kind of timetable? I know they won the game, but are they happy with Justin Fields? Like we don't even know who their quarterback is. And like you said, Bo Nix, it was a rough week one for rookie quarterbacks, all of them pretty much. So we're going to have some grace. But I don't know. Sean Payton, man, might have lost his fastball, might not be able to scheme up offenses
in
today's league the way he
I'm about to say that break might have changed a lot, man.
And you don't have a Hall of Fame quarterback anymore. That changes a shit ton.
Yeah.
So I got
the and no more hit list. And you can't send a hit list on next.
Well, you don't have Greg Williams as your defense.
Well, you're the head coach, so you blind eye to the shit. Go ahead, Penny.
So, yeah. Well, I went with Pittsburgh. I believe it's going to take all of these rookie quarterbacks a little bit more time than what we've seen these first few games.
Mm-hmm.
And with that being said, him going against a veteran defense like the Steelers, I believe they make enough stops. T.J. Watt basically wins the game like he did last week. Ugly score. I'm going to go with 17-15 Pittsburgh.
Real quick, I just want to say something. I know you was talking about the rookie quarterbacks out of the draft class. Who y'all think was the best rookie quarterback? Because I think Penix was really the past quarter. No, out the whole draft.
Oh.
I always went Jake
Banks. Yeah, I was about to say the Heisman winner.
Y'all think he's better than Penix?
Yes.
I mean, we'll see in a long run. I just want to, because I feel like Penix was the best quarterback.
We all in agreement says not Caleb Williams.
Yeah. Which is kind of crazy, but
we knew that before the draft.
Yeah,
we had all said that before.
Penix was the best quarterback.
It's just the fact that he got drafted number one. That's it.
But yeah, I just want to throw that out
there. All right, so on to the next one, the other 3:30 game. We got KC hosting Cincinnati.
Yeah, I said Kansas City going east and exact this
guy.
I think it's gonna be 35-20 type shit.
Barbecue chicken.
34-20 Chiefs.
Yeah, I think they're gonna go and whoop their ass because they just don't like the Chiefs. I mean, they just don't like the Bengals. And the Bengals ain't in sync. Y'all know they start off slow every
and KC's
season.
At home too, so
KC's showing it. They popping their shit.
You gonna see that Burrow head shit pop out.
Yeah,
they're gonna still be pissed.
So, yeah, I'm going Kansas City. I got Kansas City 42-21. Like, on some
I got KC 34-20. My big take from this game, my DPOY pick has another huge game. Bless you.
Chris Jones.
Stone Cold Jones. Yes, sir.
Okay.
Speaking of, I know y'all seen TJ.
TJ crazy.
TJ, yes, bro, he won the game for this.
Yeah, he won that game.
Boy.
See, when I was thinking about my DPOY, it was either going to be Aiden Hutchinson or TJ. But I was like, who's going to get more sacks?
You picked the Steelers?
I didn't say anything.
I was about to say, I'm not saying their name. So pick the Broncos.
Y'all know who I'm picking. I'm not saying
the Broncos going to lose.
Yes, the Broncos are going to lose.
Who they play?
Stop playing with me.
No, I'm trying to figure this out.
All right, bro. Now he playing games.
That's the night game, man.
What? Now he playing games, bro. All right. Sunday night.
Dun, 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 dun.
We got Houston hosting Chicago.
The Bears.
Yeah, Houston's going to win this one. Like I said earlier about the rookie quarterback, same thing applies here for Caleb Williams. He had a very shitty first game. Roma Dunze might
the
not
shittiest.
Play. Roma Dunze might not play this week. You know, they got they got a dub, you know, last week against the Willows-led Titans, but he's not CJ Stroud. So, but therefore, they won't get those same easy breaks. So, this one, I'm going to go with the Texans winning this one 28-10.
I'm going to go with the Texans, but I do want to say, well, Bears defense is not going to keep up. Bears defense is bad. But offensive-wise, having that dynamic quarterback hopefully doesn't give Houston any problems. As we've seen what happened in week one, a dynamic quarterback can change the game for you. You might have everybody covered, then a second later somebody 50-60 yards, you never know. So hopefully Caleb Williams isn't on that type of time in this week and he's still on the same type of time he was last week, and Texas get the dub. That's all I got to say.
I got the Texans.
He finished it on Caleb Williams.
I'm not, man. I got some positive to say, man. I think Texans win 28-14. So way more offense production from the Bears than we saw this past week. I think Caleb actually throws for over 100 yards this week.
Damn, he didn't touch 100?
No, he didn't.
Nah, I think he throws for over 100, which, you know, improvement. That's what you want to see as a Bears fan.
That's true.
Y'all get smacked, though. Down
you see the sarcasm in his face?
No, I'm serious. I think he throws for over 100, you know. He might have a touchdown or two. He might have both.
He come to the age with that nail polish.
28-14.
We throwing him in the ground.
I do want to say I knew this would be the case. I predicted 14-9 last week for the Bears. And they had a punt return touchdown or punt block touchdown and a pick six. So shout out to their defense and special teams because they won that game for them.
They had
6 points of offensive production.
Mm-hmm.
So. Hey, that just goes to show they've built a great roster, but
gotta we'll execute.
Just gotta execute better offense, really. And but defense. We'll see if is that gonna happen against Houston in the H?
I don't think so. Not
Sunday
this week.
Night, probably not.
Not this week,
probably not. Mm-hmm. Probably not. So we're all in agreement. With Houston,
that, man, they ready for the season, man.
Yeah.
They all in.
And last but not least, we got Monday Night Football, man. Philly is hosting Atlanta.
I'm going to have to go with Philly, man. I feel like, you know, they did good week one. I don't think Atlanta knocks off all the rest this week against a Philly defense. That was, you know, the defensive line looked a little younger, a little good, more fresher this good. Year. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to have to go with Philly winning this. I don't think nobody on that other side of Atlanta can really fuck with A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. So if the offense that Atlanta brings ain't ready to put up 24-plus points, they ain't ready to win this game. Normally, they're ready to put up 24-plus points, so they ain't ready to win this game. I'm going with the Eagles winning this one 27-17.
My heart and my brain are telling me two different things.
Mm.
But I'm going to go with my brain.
My mind is telling me no.
Hey,
you can't.
You're about to get us canceled. We don't support that at all.
My heart is telling me the Falcons. But my brain is telling me use my common sense and just go ahead and go with the Eagles, right? Eagles have way more of a better chance at winning this game. And I just, Kirk Cousins is not going to do the job. Penix till week six. Get that boy ready, man.
Yep.
Get that boy ready.
So
yes,
you going with
got the Eagles.
Okay, you got the Eagles, Ellis. All right.
I really do want to go with the Eagles here. We all been picking the same teams, though. So
what's going to be the difference for the last one?
Yeah. I'm going to ride with my initial thought of the Eagles. I got the Eagles 28-20. I think it's kind of like Penny said, that offense, man. They AJ and Devontae, and then you got Dallas Goedert. You got Saquon. Saquon had a monster first
AJ
game.
AJ Terrell can only go one
receiver. Jalen Hurts is still like a factor in the run game, and he doesn't really have to anymore. And they won't be slipping and sliding all over the place this time. So I think that offense is going to look in rhythm from the get-go, not start the game off with two turnovers back-to-back.
Yeah, true home
and
game. Now.
Kirk and the Falcons just, like you said, the rust won't be knocked off. So they won't be able to get there. I think they only
for those who are just listening, he hit his elbow.
I hit my elbow. Yeah, I hit my elbow.
He just said for no reason.
A little bit. I'm holding
it in.
Yeah, I'm keeping a straight face, but yeah, I did kind of hit my funny bone. My elbow. My elbow feel like TV static right now.
Who you got?
But I'm going with Philly, man. Basically, for the same reasons y'all was just stating too. You know, I feel like offensively speaking, Atlanta's not going to be able to hold a candle to what Philly's going to be able to do on the field. Philly's home game, you know how Philly's fans are. That shit, I mean, it might start getting on Atlanta skin. You know what I'm saying? To be honest. And that could play a whole factor in itself. Because now you got Atlanta pissed off because you got hecklers in the stands. You know, stuff like that matters. You know what I'm saying? The stuff that we don't see on the TV screen.
You feel me?
You know, all of that stuff matters and it plays a part. So, and it's Monday night. Every whole country is going to be watching. Philly's not going to want to disappoint. You know what I'm saying? And they usually don't in games like this, at least performance-wise. So, yeah. I'm going to go ahead and say Philly's going to ride that out, bro.
Quick question.
Quick answer.
Joe Burrow or Jalen Hurts?
Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts right now.
40 ball.
I don't know why it's taking so long.
I mean, it ain't an easy answer.
It's not, but I just wanted to say, because I know we were just talking about how Burrow earlier.
It's not
earlier
super easy. I think Jalen.
I'm about to say, if we're talking about this moment right now.
Right now, I think Jalen, just because he's capable of more.
Yeah, he has. The running ability is always going to put me over the top.
Okay. Like, I can run different all kinds of sets with Jalen under center.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel a little bit more limited with Joe Burrow.
I can tush push with Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, like, huge.
Like, you know? Shit like that matters.
Stuff like that, yeah.
Especially when it comes to play calling.
Trevor Lawrence or... What's the guy from the Chargers?
Justin Herbert. Like, that's a tie, Herbert. Dog. They both.
He said he's a tie.
They both the same player to me.
Damn near the same player.
They in the same boat.
I'm taking Justin Herbert.
Oh yeah, they in the same boat.
Yeah, I'd probably say Justin Herbert too.
It's not like a.
Yeah, I just.
That's really a toss up though. Yeah, that's really a toss up.
Not taking T-Law for sure.
I'm out on T-Law.
Yeah.
He's going to have to show me something this year for me.
Well, appreciate y'all guys for tuning in for another show. Great episode.
Another
talk
episode.
Talk that talk.
Subscribe, follow, share, like, please like.
Tell your friend to tell a friend to tell
her
friend.
To tell her mama.
Tell their mama to tell your cousin.
All of us. Because
you know we love the mamas and aunties.
We drop in all the time.
Thank y'all.
Thank you.
We out.
Let's get it.